Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
The dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. and jazz. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. You all had a great week, and your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of new and improved Morning Gruel. And Mush, the other breakfast glob. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. They used to always eat Mush and the little rascals. I thought it was so draconian. Depression. A terrible time to have breakfast. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio and fake radio entertainment. Don't be confused by imitators. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour, Mitty Mao. How do you? And you? Tuesday, join Wink Blinkley for an hour of shemp meditation. This Wednesday, 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Professor Specimen Pisspot, creator, inventor, and owner of over 10,000 completely useless patents. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster reveals that he is a closet Swiftie. And it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. Be right here on Earth. Week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, let's see, doing this a new way. Ford had a lousy week. His week ahead is full of pus. I could count on you for inspiration. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hard to store, hard to handle, heavy hoses always end up tangled and kinked. What a mess. Introducing the Boner Hose. The hose so small it fits in your pocket. Just turn on the water and watch this mini hose grow and grow and grow to maximum length to this long full-size
Boner.
No need for bulky, ugly hose reels. Turn off the water and it goes right back to its mini size. Hang it right on the water spout. Store it with your garden tools or just keep it in your pocket. The
Boner
Hose is so light, it weighs less than this bottle of water. Even Junior can help.
Yeah.
The
Boner
Hose fits in the palm of your hand and grows to a giant
Boner.
Really tough job.
Turn
and
it
when
off.
You turn off the
turn
water,
it
goes right back to its tiny size. Ready to store, even in a drawer. And when you need it,
Boner
Hose quickly grows again. Do your entire patio with ease. Traditional garden hoses seem to always kink. But the
Boner
Hose couldn't kink if you wanted it to. The secret is the accordion design that automatically expands when the water's turned on. It grows like magic, right back to full size. And it's strong enough to pull this 5,000-pound SUV. Watch again. Just turn on the water and watch it grow. The
Boner
Hose is super light and easy to handle. The 25-foot
Boner
Hose is just $12.99 during this special
Grenache
offer. Call now and you can get a second
Boner
Hose. Call now to get the amazing, growing
Boner
Hose for $12.99. Call now and find out about free shipping.
Boner Hose!
You dick!
Hello?
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on!
Let us pause to observe a group here seen admiring Dombaldi's nascent nymph.
Oh, Gumby, such beauty, such joy. I've found a new world.
Gumby! He was once a little green slab of clay.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumbel.
Suck it.
All right, man. How you doing, Bubby?
I'm doing good. How's yourself?
Well, I'm back on Fuck Boo.
Yep. That's good news. You got back pretty quick.
Yeah, man. The advice the techs were giving me was sound.
Yeah.
Except the fact that I was on Mozilla Firefox.
Yeah.
Which, once again, it jammed me up good. That was
okay.
Why, the problem I was having with Blog Talk. It wouldn't work on Mozilla.
Okay. All right.
So I tried their instructions on the Microsoft Edge. Bing.
Okay.
Bing, bing, okay. Bing.
Good. There you go.
That was
they
a relief.
Shit. Yeah.
That was a relief, man. Because I was mainly worried about the caricature page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like your latest picture there.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm noticing my style is really going toward like a more cartoony looking characters. I don't know. It's weird.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm digging it. It's not something I don't like.
Yeah.
That's fun. I got another picture, but the lady was kind of covering up her face with the picture.
That was good.
That lady in the picture I put up, boy, she was cute, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yep.
As a lucky gentleman.
Uh-huh. She was a cutie.
Yeah. That's a fun gig, man. It was on, woke up and was watching the news, and they go, yeah, we're coming down to this candy and cookie fest down here, and get your caricature.
Candy and cookie fest?
What the hell? I think Sweets and Treats. That was the name
of
it. Sweets and Treats.
All right.
And they had all these vendors with cookies and candies and shit, and I was the entertainment.
Good.
I'm sitting here watching it. I go, geez, I better show up, huh? The fucking news.
Good.
So that's fun. Didn't mention my name.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
So you remember I was saying how Two-Handed Mike hated Folsom Prison Blues?
Yeah.
Okay, he hated this. Mikey's the nicest guy in the world. He loved everybody.
Uh-huh.
Except for Bobo. But,
yeah. Well, good.
Oh, you hated Bobo. Oh, dude.
Uh-huh.
You have no idea. And he didn't like, he was very atheist. Like, he did not like the church. And he didn't like I said something about this one guy. I said, well, and he preaches at Martin Luther King's old church. And he goes, well, that's not a good thing. No, it's supposed to be like a positive. Anyway, he hated in the Folsom Prison Blues how the guy says, I shot a man just to watch him die.
Uh-huh.
He says, what a dick, right? So I love needling him about it because every fucking band covers that song. So every new band that would come on at all these shows that we're doing.
Yeah.
I'd get to that part. Shot a man just to watch him die. Dick. So, I knew I couldn't blow up Johnny Cash.
No.
So,
I looked for a bad cover of Folsom Prison Blues, and I found one. So we're going to blow up. I wouldn't say it's Jimmy level, but it's it needs blown up.
Oh, okay.
So let's just get to it. Blow this thing up. Here we go.
I hear good news is coming. It's just around the bend. That Trump will be found guilty again and again. He'll be stuck in Folsom Prison in an orange suit. He'll be locked in there forever unless they execute. When Trump was just a young boy, he was subject to abuse. His dad was such an asshole, but still that's no excuse to raise a little monster who one day declared,
"Pull the string!
I could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue and no one would care."
I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and I won't care. There you go.
Oh, man. He's really starting to deteriorate mentally. That's funny.
He's
losing all his cases, man. He's shoveling money left and right. Poor bastard.
Okay, check it out. Ford says, Cash once recounted how he came up with the line, but I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Cash explained, I sat with my pen in my hand trying to think for killing another person. Don't have my glasses on. I sat with my pen in my hand trying to think up the worst reason a person could have for killing another person, and that's what came to mind.
There you go. There you go.
I dig it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I dig the song. I dig it, man. He's bumming out because he was such a dumbass. He's sitting cooling his heels in the jug because he fucking just shot some guy for no reason.
I would have shot the guy for using air quotes.
Well,
there you go.
That'd
be
a good
one,
too.
There's several other things you can come up with. Yeah. Good thing I don't have a gun.
It's probably a better reason.
Yeah. But I see
that. Oh, man. It's because he's using air quotes. Dig it, man. Something happened to the girls tonight.
Oh, are they
girls
not
here? No.
Now you know what? I one of the main reasons I got a DVD player is so I can watch my Northern Exposures. Because it wasn't streaming anywhere. So as soon as I'm done watching all 110 episodes on my DVD, it's now free on Prime. So I'm watching it all over again. I love this show.
What was that chick's name? She was a cutie.
Oh, Maggie O'Connell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was a sweetheart.
With that big mole.
Uh-huh.
By her eye. Did you want to lick her mole?
Oh, yeah.
You're making it very difficult for me to like you.
It's right. It's Drive Time Radio. Right here. All right, man. Well, Ford Prefix here.
All right, Ford.
He suggested the Avengers theme tonight.
Okay.
And brought us up to date on Johnny Cash.
Yep. He's our info guy.
I love Johnny Cash, man. Love me some Johnny Cash. He had one lousy period, though. Like, his early shit's really hardcore. And then, he got into this produced shit, you know, that was background singers and...
I hate it when they went that way.
Overdone crapola. And then his last five albums were just fucking hardcore. It was just Johnny Cash, man, you know.
Keeping up with the times, I guess, is sometimes not a good move. It might be at the time.
Yeah, that's because that stuff in the middle just is so dated and yuck. Nothing to see here. Reinvented.
Johnny Cash.
We've been joined by Daddy G.
Hey, Daddy G.
That's a good thing, because we were coming apart.
Indeed, we were, sir.
Eddie BG's. He's got a show on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's tough.
Hey, Night with Daddy G. 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Saturday night.
Sweet.
Saturday night.
In the Carato.
Yeah. Come on. I was sleeping this week, man. Eric went to bed early. Had a big gig in the Sunday morning there and the news and everything, so yeah, I went to bed early.
Not good for you.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Getting things done.
Yeah, I reckon. I don't know, man. I've been spinning wheels lately, I think it feels like, you know?
Yep.
Rudderless.
to you possibilities. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
Just waiting for the skirts. Just waiting for the skirts to come in.
Yeah, man. We need the skirts. So far, it's the Possum Sausage Fest. Well, thanks for coming, Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Wish we'd had a better show put together for you, man. Went to the trouble showing up. Ford, thank you, sir, once again. Representing the great nation, Canada.
Canada.
That was mind-blowing, Ford, when you gave your perspective on the War of 1812, which I just thought was such a hoot. I never thought that, yeah, in Canada, they probably teach it a little different in school, you know? Our lessons on War of 1812 were always like, yeah, that is War of 1812. You know, like, brush that under the...
Yeah, history's written by the victors. History's written by the victors, as they say. So it's one-sided.
Swept that one under the rug.
That's why I don't blame D.W. Griffith for doing the that racist
Birth of a
movie.
Nation.
Birth of a Nation, yeah. Because he grew up in the South, and that's probably what the South history books were all about.
That's the way he heard it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he thought it was the truth, yeah.
It's a very fair-minded viewpoint you're taking, sir.
There you go. Yeah,
I've never seen
at things at all angles.
I've never seen that movie, but they make the Klan out to be the heroes, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ku Klux Klan comes in the end, and they're heroes, man.
Yeah. They ain't no goo. And then
the blacks took over Congress. They were all sitting. They're all sitting around having a meeting with their boots off and their feet up on the table, throwing chicken bones each other and everything.
No way!
I mean, it was really
Oh my God!
I must have seen that movie about six times. It's a three-hour silent movie.
Jiminy Jickers! I gotta sit down and watch that someday.
And chasing white women around.
Oh man, they went there.
Oh yeah.
Wow. That's problematic. Ford said they won with the help of the British and our indigenous allies. And you know, in American schools, they don't even mention the Canadians.
No.
It's just the British. We just talk about the British.
I don't think Canadians are mentioned in any of the wars.
Not really.
No. Seems like it's always us and the Brits.
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, Canada was part of Britain at the time, but they never, you know, they never mentioned
that we
invaded Canada. Like... Yeah, man, we could take over Canada. Canadians are like, no, you're not, man.
Canadian bacon. Funny-ass movie.
Yeah, still a British colony.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I forgot about that. They get all the good UK shows over there, too, I think.
All right, man. Very cool. And we've got Ope here. Other people's eyes. It's not a total
Other people's
lie.
Eyes.
Absolutely, man. Old pal Ope. That was the code, man, in Dr. Strangelove. O-P-E.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the end of the world, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man.
Purity.
Henry Kissinger died. Did you hear that?
Kissinger. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Henry.
Yeah. Moving right along. Piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. He's... Only the good die young. Must be some truth to that, I guess. I reckon. He's like 100. But then Mel Brooks is like 100. So it all bounces. Dick Van Dyke. All right. I don't even know what the break is, man. Okay, cool. This is a goodie.
Ah, good. Lay it on. Okay. My stomach's gargling.
I knew there was a chance that was coming down the pike, man. So
yeah.
I'll stay floating above the double-breasted.
I should lay off the coffee.
Double-breasted flumadiddle flying Duesenberg. It's Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Good
to
be here. Yeah. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
No.
Hot trip. Triple. Absolutely, man.
Woo! I was just thinking. I would have made a good Valentine's Day song. What are you going to do? There's others.
We'll have Jimmy.
There's others.
We'll have Jimmy.
That's right.
Well, let me forget Jimmy this time. I fucking missed it. It wasn't really a war on Christmas without Jimmy this year.
Yeah,
I know, man.
I'm surprised I didn't think of it.
It's all those technical difficulties we had.
That's for sure.
We didn't get to Jimmy. A possum tradition. A tradition, I tell you. Well, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice, there she is.
Once again, we were coming apart, man. It's right in a weird place between your fingers. You can't. It just keeps opening.
Yeah.
You get cut between your toes, man. It's hard to heal that up.
Yeah.
I got all kind of scars on my left hand where I gouged myself. Tried to saw one of my fingers off one time. Not really.
I was
holding a piece of wood, sawing it, and I hit a knot, and it jumped out and went right between my knuckles, index and middle finger. That was a juicy one, man.
I'm sure it was.
But, you know, fourth, fifth grade, you're going to heal a couple weeks. Still got a scar, though. Still see that puppy.
Hey, chicks love the stars.
Well, we went to the beach up to Long Island a couple days later. That was right before the vacation. So, you know, soaking in ocean water, that'll heal up a wound.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
You say no stitches or anything then, right? It off.
I did have two stitches in my middle finger. Okay, right.
Okay.
The middle finger has two stitches in it on the top chunk because I was a busboy at Cedar Point.
Okay.
And your dishwasher, if you're a busboy, right? Your dishwasher and busboy. So I'm washing the dishes and I had the food trap needed cleaned out. I was brushing food out of the food trap, and a glass had broken. And a shard of glass was sticking in one of the holes, and I went and sliced my finger right open.
Good God.
Yeah. I got out of work. It was the best part.
And at the time, right, you prefer to have it off. You don't mind about the finger. You were joking back then, hanging out with your buddies.
You got that right, Jacques.
And
then early drink time.
That's right. It was worth a digit. Worst place I got stitches was in my eyelid.
Ooh.
Yeah, my left eyelid. When I was hit by a car, I came down on the guardrail. Sliced the eyelid.
Yikes. Hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. Spent the summer of 76 in a body cast.
Jesus. Was it like a highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oof. What's flying?
I knew that. Heavy,
huh? Yeah. All right. I mentioned it before.
You were young. Flexible.
Yeah, what the hell? 16.
Gumby's bounce, you know.
It's my excuse for quitting the track team. What the hell?
Apple Cheeks says Muck Duck cut off half his finger and put it in a jar of alcohol. Still has it.
Well, that's wilderness, people.
That's kind of ghoulish. I've got stitches by my eye, too.
Yeah?
Which side? It happened when I was like 3. I don't really remember getting the stitches. But crashed through a glass window.
Ooh, okay. That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I, there are these, I don't know, there was some kind of party or something going on in the backyard. It's weird how I can remember this. I might have been four. I was really young. There was some kind of party going on in the back. And these bad boys I didn't like showed up.
Yeah.
It was like adults were there too and shit, but these kids I didn't like. These are bad kids, and I need to teach them a lesson. I went in the kitchen, and I grabbed a handful of Cheerios, scarfed that down. Because as I knew from television, Cheerios gave you big muscles. And I strutted to the door and pushed on it, and it was latched, and I went right through the glass.
Oh, jeez. You really know how to end a party, don't you?
I'll never forget the next door neighbor was laughing, and I'm like, "You cruel bastard!" He's just a little cut up.
Wow,
a mean man. I'm dying over here.
Maybe there's something to those Cheerios, man. You push right through a plain glass window.
I did. Right. Little three-year-old kid flying right through the fucking glass, man.
There you go. I'm going to get a handful now.
I recommend them.
Yeah.
Shit. Childhood memories with Gumby and Decker.
All right. There you go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome! Yay! What is it?
Uh-oh. Another one of these. Cool. It's not even Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
You know what it is.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Ford knows what it is.
We don't yet.
Well, you'll go, oh, yeah. That one. All right. So anyhow, disclaimer, Cheerios don't actually give you super strength. That was just, you know, it just seemed like it. I think it's probably more the adrenaline.
Because
my girlfriend was out there. That was the next door neighbor.
Go,
daughter.
Okay.
And I wanted to, like, you know, prove myself against these puffs in front of her.
That's it.
Be a hero.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It was the boner. The boner hoses went right through that glass.
I don't know about that age, but there was definite. I was thinking with the wrong head. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, 3 minutes. Give me.
Secretary, will you send that kid in with the English version of that Brazilian song, please? Oh, here he comes. Just get your guitar out there, kid, and sing it for me real fast, because I gotta get to a meeting or ASCAP or something like that. That's it. Get your guitar. No, don't make an introduction, kid. Just start singing the song. I'm in a big rush.
Tall and tan and young.
Oh,
okay, so
tall and what?
Tall and tan.
No good. There's a lot of racial tension in the States. Oh. Make it, don't want the tan part. Make it tall and thin.
Tall and thin and young and lovely.
Young,
the girl.
Wait,
from
kid, hold it 1 second. I don't want to insult you, but could you make it
really
young, instead of young, make it teenage and lovely. Tall and thin and teenage.
Oh.
Try it again.
Tall and thin and teenage
good.
And lovely.
Good.
The girl from Ipanema
Wait,
goes
hold
walking.
It. The girl from where?
Ipanema.
What is that?
Well, it's a little town.
Sounds like a
south
mouthwash.
Ew.
Kid, make that, let's see, what's a good market? Philadelphia is real good for singles. Make it the girl from Philadelphia. Try that.
The girl from Philadelphia goes walking.
Walking?
Walking.
Did you say walking?
They
no,
love to
no,
walk.
It's no good.
Well, they
no
love,
walking
they
here.
Walk by
driving,
the
maybe.
Driving.
You get a tie-in with Mustang or one of
they
those
don't drive
of
a lot
Cobra
there.
Or something.
Once
no,
you
I tell you, make it surfing. That's always good.
Surfing.
The girl from...
Goes always, same, go surfing. When she surfs, the Each one she surfs over goes,
bad. Oh,
say
it
that.
Sickening.
Say,
it's like a doctor. You're doing it for a doctor with
well,
a tongue depressor.
Like that.
Could you go, wow.
Wow.
So it goes, wow. See how it picks
wow.
up the song?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to tell you. How
no, yeah.
Go ahead with it now.
Goes, wow.
Good, that's nice.
When she surfs, she's like a samba that
good.
Swings so good,
good
and sways so gently
like
that when she
again.
Surfs, each one she surfs over
goes,
goes
wow.
Wow.
Good, nice there.
Oh.
Weird change.
Nobody watches so sadly.
I don't like the sad thing. Sad songs don't
How start. Can he tell her he loves her?
You're mixed up in your changes there, kid.
Yes, he would give his heart gladly.
Not too good. Gladly rhymes anyway.
But each day when she walks to the sea.
Wait, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. When I say hold
oh,
it, kid,
oh,
I'm in a rush.
Going
we don't do
guns,
things up
I
here like you do down there.
I know.
Each day when she walks through to the what?
To the sea.
No good. There's no sea around Philadelphia.
On the big ocean.
No ocean. Make it river. Each day when she walks through the river.
The river?
I got a good rhyme for it. I don't want to tell you how to write the song, but
no,
how's this? It makes his grand old heart go quiver, quiver. Put two quivers in. Try it. Try it. Just try
but
it.
But each day when she walks to the river, it makes
way.
His grand heart go old quiver, quiver.
That's good. That's nice.
Tall and thin and
teenage
and lovely, the girl from Philadelphia goes surfing.
Surfing.
And when she surfs, she smiles.
Wait, hold it. Hold it. One second. Play with that rhythm you're playing.
It's bossa nova. Tall and thin and teenage and lovely, the girl from Philadelphia goes surfing, but when she surfs, she smiles, but she doesn't see.
Hold the kid, please.
She doesn't see
it. She doesn't see as bad. It's it'll offend the blind people that
might
find
Well, no, it's just a thing.
No,
she
no, make it,
under...
she doesn't see.
Well, it's not bad. It
but everything's okay.
But it's all okay.
And they're in
love.
And
she doesn't
no,
see.
Don't say she doesn't see.
Well,
it's okay.
It's okay.
And they're in love.
And they're in love.
Good. Don't play anymore. That's good. Right, like that. All right, now pack up and get out of here. What was your name?
Joanne.
What?
Joao.
Oh, that's bad. That's
my name, Joao Gilbert.
We'll call you Jimmy.
Joao Gilbert.
Little Jimmy Turner.
My mama called me Joao Gilbert.
Secretary.
Yes, aqui. Numa,
hold it a minute,
yes, aqui,
Jimmy. Secretary, put this kid's name on the contract. And we'll make a single out of this record. Maybe make him a star.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Tom, super pumped.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you have it. We were discussing in the Possum Lounge. Jack Sheldon is hereby retroactively elected, nominated, and elected unanimously to the Possum Hall of Fame.
There you go. There you go.
Righting a wrong.
We got to double check see if we didn't do it already. we were on a Jack Sheldon kick for a little bit before.
Yeah. We got in a singing cabbie.
Yeah, like you said last week, I don't understand why he's not the success he, you know, remembered as anyone else.
Yeah. But it's like Timmy Rogers. Who the fuck knows Timmy Rogers?
Yeah. Fell through the cracks, baby.
Yep. That's why we must keep their memories alive.
Damn Skippy.
We're really lucky if we keep our own damn memories alive. All right. What do we got? We got weird. There's some weird shit going on. Okay. No, not that. Shoot. Thought I had some weird stuff. Okay, this is kind of weird. Louisville, is this Kentucky? Louisville, Kentucky. After 30 years, a statue of Pan, outdoor statue, returned to its rightful place. It had been in some guy's backyard since the late 90s. And his dad worked on this project downtown, renovation, and the statue's just sitting over there. And he says, "You guys want that? Anybody want that statue?" And I says, "No, I gotta take it." He took it home and it's been sitting in his backyard, right? And he departed, and so his son was like, "I wonder what's going on with this." And you know, he started getting wind that they were looking for this thing, and he's like, "Hey, I'm sorry, man, I got your statue over here."
Now, that's Pan. It's a little kid with the horse body, right? Playing the flute?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yep. All right. Wow.
They got to fix him up a little bit, but Pan. Oh, yeah, well, Epicheek says who, but I think that was delayed. The guy with the flute there.
Yeah.
I believe he's got horsey legs. They didn't show the whole statue.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Animal World, a flight was delayed by a penguin on the runway at a New Zealand airport. I hear that one every day.
hundreds of people. Inconvenience because of a penguin.
It was a six-week-old fledgling penguin.
There you go.
He was thin, hungry, and a little underweight, but he's otherwise in good health at the New Zealand Zoo.
He was trying to catch a flight to Antarctica.
Yeah. Trying to catch a flight to at the South Pole. No, penguins aren't at the South Pole, are they? No.
No?
No, please. You're wrong. Okay. Oh, and again, animals. And a Texas road washed away because of beavers. Beavers dammed up this one causeway.
Yeah.
Big rain. Road gone. And it's like the only road to this one section of this
community. Yeah.
So. Good luck. Take care of the beavers, man, you know.
You got to take care of the beavers.
I mean, if you take care of your beaver, it's not going to give you so much trouble, right?
That's right.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. I can never find anything anymore. You know why? Because we only do it once a week. I forget it. Here we go. World record.
Yeah.
Pakistan. No, not Pakistan. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Ford says penguins are not at the South Pole because they need to be near water, so they hang out around the coast of Antarctica. Thank you. Thank you, Ford.
Okay.
I thought I knew something like along them lines.
They got to play in the water. Ice cold water.
Ah, they're stinky, too. Years ago at the zoo, I had a caricature stand I had set up, and I was right across from the penguins, man. When the wind would shift, it was fragrant. I'll tell you what. All right. Pakistan. A dedicated Swiftie broke a world record by correctly identifying 34 Taylor Swift songs from her lyrics in 1 minute.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't think I'd want to be known for that.
Yikes. Previously, I don't know if it's a female or a male, because it's a weird Indian name. Or not weird, but an Indian name. This person had previously set records for the most animals identified from animal sounds in 1 minute, 23. The most Justin Bieber songs identified from their lyrics in 1 minute, 29. He's just good at that, I reckon. Good for him.
I guess so.
Okay.
they gotta get better music in Pakistan.
Yeah, man. Well, here with Czech Republic. A Czech man's collection of Lego sets is the world's largest. He's got a museum in four parts. He's presented his first Lego set at 5 years old, and he bought 90% of them himself. And wow, that's really
Mr. obsessive.
GTO likes putting those things together.
I don't remember
Legos. We had Lincoln Logs, man.
I don't remember Lincoln Logs. I had Legos. So they were both that.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a regional thing.
Huh. Yeah, Lincoln Logs, man. You know who invented Lincoln Logs?
Who?
Frank Lloyd Wright's son, Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Oh, no shit.
Right. Lincoln Log. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
You automatically think it had to do with Abe Lincoln with his
logging
years, you know? But there you go. Yeah.
The things you learned from the bathroom reader, man.
Uh-huh. And now you got another link that you could say instead of Link Hayes. You can say Link...
Lincoln Logs.
Uh-huh.
Link Wright.
There you go, Link Wright.
Right. All right. Pakistan has the largest bouncy house in the world. Bouncy, bouncy.
That's got to be
capacity of 200 people. Would you really want to be jumping around with 200 other people or 199 other people?
In an enclosure like that? No.
No. Okay. California man collects 1,136 hotel key cards. I said to myself, self, how the fuck does he collect all these cards? Because when you go to a hotel, you got to turn them fucks in.
Yeah.
Well, turns out all you got to do is ask.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, they change it every time, I guess, to avoid robbers.
Yeah. Most times just have to ask.
That's
funny.
It is.
Weird. Because I'm thinking, man, that's bullshit.
Nope.
All right, a woman spends over 3 hours in ice to break the Guinness World Record. This is impressive. A Polish woman spent 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 45 seconds standing in a box filled up to her neck.
Oh,
ice.
That's just insane.
How do you like them apples?
People die on the Titanic from that.
It's always like the Polish people.
I love Polish women. God, I love Polish women.
When I was growing up, there was this Polish guy, and he would jump in the Monongahela every New Year's Day. Gus Brickner. He's kind of famous.
Gus Brickner.
His original polar bear.
I think you mentioned it before, because I remember that last name.
Yeah, he was a janitor at school. My mom was a teacher at.
Okay.
She knew Gus Brickner.
Muskabosko. Muskabosko. That means like Jesus Christ or Mother of God or something like that in Polish.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Muskabosko.
Muskabushka. All right.
Yep.
What do we got else here? Okay, so her name is Jakubowska.
Really?
And this is the thing, though. This is the weird thing. Her time was just short of the male version. 3 hours, uh-huh, 11 minutes and 27 seconds. So only like 6 minutes off.
Yeah.
She should have fucking hung in there, man. Six more minutes.
She'd be dead, but she'd be on the, you know, she'd be,
she'd have the absolute record.
A winner. Yep, she'd have the record.
All right, this is probably the weirdest one. A California woman grows the world's longest arm hair.
Oh.
Eh?
Oh.
Her friend, she was at Disney World or Disneyland, and her friend noticed this long hair coming out of her arm. And he said, "Look at that long hair." You know, he's gonna pull it out. She's like, "No, no, no, leave it on, leave it on." And so it kept getting longer and longer, and she topped out at 7.24 inches long.
Jesus, long sorry.
Arm hair. That's
it's funny
really
if she kept it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when
I got an eyebrow hair. I think I could let it go, man. I could get in the Guinness Book, man. This looks like I got one on each side. It looks like a little antenna sticking up. Fucking white as ghosts. Beow, beow.
Go for it.
Oh, this is the most delicious one of the night. A Jewish group creates a 35-foot challah bread to break a world record. Challah bread's really good. It's like that braided bread.
Yes, I know.
You ever seen those loaves of braided bread? Anyway, 35-foot, 2-inch challah bread. Zygazoon.
All right.
And one more. I don't know what the fuck this is. 1,946 people spin whipping tops in China to break a world record. And it's these little tops, and they're hitting them with sticks. I've never done this. I think it's a Chinese thing. So
yeah.
For them.
All right.
For them
okay.
And nothing from Idaho, man.
Okay. Taking the day off.
What we got it? Here? Oh. Another ant. We've got this animal. A loose horse rounded up on a Tennessee highway. Why did I have this? I don't know. I don't know why I marked that one. Horse is fine.
Okay.
And finally,
all right.
Easy for you to say. Kentucky convenience store now features disco bathrooms. Disco bathrooms.
Oh, Jesus.
A chain of them. There's several of them.
Okay.
And you go in to the hopper.
Yep.
And it's actually hop shops in Kentucky, Walton, Kentucky. And there's a sign that says, "Do not push this button." And there's a big red button. And when you push that button, the lights go down, a disco ball begins to spin, and it turns into Studio 54.
Well, most convenience stores they frown upon people using their John. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
In Kentucky.
Well, this joint
make a party
as it advertises on their sign, clean bathrooms.
Yeah.
They don't say anything about the disco. But they interviewed this one girl. She said it was her birthday. She's about 18 or so, something like that.
Yeah.
She said for her birthday, she visited all the disco bathrooms. Just to say she could. So,
yeah, good for her. I like that.
There you go. So you could technically go into this disco bathroom and take a dump, right?
Yeah.
Well, then that would make this officially a poop story.
Yeah, there you go.
So, in general,
disco dump.
There you have disco.
I like it.
Disco dump. All right, man. Groovy. Well, it covers everything.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
That was the original.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Brother and the Holding Company covered that. Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
And no one ever heard of Irma. At least we haven't.
Nope. Man, she almost qualifies as a possum now, you know?
There you go.
Obscurity factor and all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Aretha's older sister. How weird.
Aretha got all the press.
She got everything, man. She got all the fame and fortune. Nobody remembers Irma. Poor Irma.
Irma needs respect.
That's one way to put it. Absolutely. See, some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She deserves some of that.
Yeah, she does.
That's some weird, wild shit, man. I went to neat movie I watched.
Yeah.
On YouTube, my YouTube movie of the week. Dimension 5.
Dimension 5. Okay.
Highly recommended.
I don't know if I've heard of it.
Check it out.
Dimension 5.
It stars Jeffrey Hunter.
Yeah.
And Frances Wynne. From
I
like.
I know Frances Wynne. Yeah.
Oh, you know her. She,
yeah.
She's.
I know her to Sarah.
Vietnamese gal, real small, slight build. Very good actress. She was in a lot of TV stuff. She was in St. Elsewhere.
Okay.
That? You didn't watch that one?
No, not really.
Really? I thought you'd be in a solid
And they're the guys that went on to do Northern Exposure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they even mentioned St. Elsewhere in the pilot of Northern Exposure. How much they love the show.
I started watching that like the second season. I was hooked, man. I watched that every week. Yeah, I love the program. Anyhow, Frances Wynne, she's a cookie. And Odd Job is one of the guys in it. But it's like a movie with it, like, it's such a cliche spy movie. It's just funny. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was so funny. What was his name? It was Justin Power was his name. The hero. Jeffrey Hunter. Justin Power. And Frances Wynne calls him Powerful. Mr. Powerful. And I mean, it's just so... Oh, my God. It's like almost a parody movie of a James Bond thing, but it's not. It's you know, completely not tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. I guess it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, all his work, but back then. But,
yeah.
Well, but they're taking it serious.
It's one of Bond knockoffs, right?
What's it? Yeah, just a Bond knockoff.
Yeah, one of the many Bond knockoffs they did.
And just the sets, mid-century modern furnitures and things and decoration.
Yeah.
The clothes. Sick,
the womanizer?
Oh, fuck yeah. Everything looks, I mean, he looks every girl up and down, you know. He's irresistible to women. And, of course, you know, he gets together with Francis at the end.
Maybe that's why he gave up Star Trek. He was Pike, right?
Yeah, he was the first Kirk guy. First captain. It would have been a different Star Trek. It would have been a different show. It would have probably had a more serious tone, I think.
Yeah. It definitely would have went a different direction.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. Dimension 5. Oh, Dimension 5 is this belt he has that can send him forward or backward through time.
There you go. I knew there was some kind of sci-fi in it.
For a minimum of 2 weeks, he has a two-week window.
He said, Kapuya!
Yeah, and so he Kapuyas into the future, and they hardly ever use it, the gag in the movie, which is kind of weird. You'd think that would be the whole thrust of the thing, be this time travel element, but no, he's just bonding it up, you know, trying to stop a nuclear bomb from going off or something. Anyway,
there was a movie I've been trying to find. It's Patrick O'Neill had a ring that he pushed a button and he made himself invisible.
That rings a bell.
Yeah. I gotta try to find that, name of that or something. I don't think it's in the title at all. It's not like The Invisible Man or anything like that. I don't think it's in the title at all. So it's gonna be hard
maybe
to find.
Maybe a TV movie?
Maybe. I remember seeing it when I was about 14, 15, 16 years old. I'd never seen it again. One of those
sounds
ones.
Sounds like maybe a failed pilot or something.
Yeah, maybe.
They showed his movie in a week. TV was cool in the 70s. Movies were cool
definitely.
In the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Comic books were cool in the 70s. Everything was fucking cool in the 70s. What the hell happened?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What the hell happened in this world? Well, we all grew up.
Uh-huh.
Then came Ronnie Reagan. And there will be no
70s might have ruined movies. Because after the big chase scene, and then Bullet, and then French Connection, everyone tried to one-up it. Now it's just ridiculous cartoonish action movies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. God, those are just such a waste of time.
Oh, they are. I can't stand them. The only good
Fast
one is
Furious.
Die Hard. First Die Hard was the only good action movie. Everything else is just stupid.
Yeah. I like the one with Samuel L. Jackson, too.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad. The third one. With
third
Avengers.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to have... It ain't going to be like that anymore.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be like that.
Once in Switzerland, just give out with a big yodel, boy, so we'll know you're there. It's a breeze.
Stay out of this, Sefton.
Yodel! Yodel like that!
Hey!
It sure beats me. Oh, you're 80.
I love to hear the cowboys sing a happy yodeling song. Something makes me want to start just yodeling along.
Me too, but way back near my epiglottis, it always ends up wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, help Ranger Doug.
How do we yodel?
Yodel.
When do we yodel?
Anytime we'll do.
Why do we yodel?
I wish I knew.
Boy, we do too.
Oh, it's not so hard. You just got to start slow and easy.
Oh, we can do that, Ranger Doug. Tighten your cinches.
Let's open the gates and let her buck.
Hey, oh, 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 yodel on. Here
one.
Okay.
The movie you're thinking of is called Matchless.
Matchless. Okay, I'm writing that down.
1967 with Patrick O'Neill and Donald Pleasance, Howard
Donald
Henry
Pleasance.
Silva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorrel Brook. Oh, but it's not a TV movie. It's a theatrical.
Okay.
Looks like an Italian job there.
Okay, I got to find that puppy.
Italian writers and whatnot. That's pretty cool. He says it's on, what do you say, Amazon Prime?
Oh, good, I got it.
Yeah.
I'll be watching
so
that tonight.
In.
Yep.
You're in there.
There you go, man.
That kind of sounds like Lord of the Rings, man. He's got the ring that makes him invisible and whatnot.
I love the fact that it makes his clothes invisible too.
Or
if it does, I don't know. I don't remember it that well. But most of those ones always did that.
Yeah, I said Invisible Man. He had to be naked.
Yeah, the original, yeah. But that one made sense.
Take off all his clothes.
Yeah.
That was cool. Man, when I was a little kid, I thought that was fucking movie magic.
Yeah.
I do that. So I bought this. I was out putzing around. I looked for booze for Bogey at the liquor store. No joy. Went to the bank. Yeah. So I stopped at Wally World because I've been wanting a dustbuster because I want to vacuum the seats of my car, right?
Yeah.
And a dustbuster, $30, whatever the fuck. So I go down to Wally World, and I get in line. I like look for the shortest line, of course. You know, hey, you know, I'm no dummy.
Yeah.
And the shortest one has one lady at the thing with the lady engaging with the cashier and one lady waiting with hardly any shit. So I'm like, cool, this is me. Then get in behind her. The lady at the thing, her card isn't working, and they're going through piece by piece on this whole order, which can she buy, which can't she buy. this ain't working out.
Oh,
God. I go to the next one. The same fucking thing's going on, man. Guys, his card was declined, and then he had to get another card, but then, like, or it was a gal, but at least the second card worked.
Flumadiddle. Flumadiddle.
That's the kind of shit you get in a Wall World, man.
That shit's embarrassing. I always make sure I got something to cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm paying in cash. You know, you know me.
Cash man.
I like the cash. Cash is king. Yeah, Wally World. Quite an experience. Bought a shirt. Kind of a cool golf shirt.
Oh, okay.
On sale.
Nice.
Dustbuster. A poster frame. And now that I got the poster frame and the poster sitting there and I got to chop it down a little bit, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to hang it.
You'll find a good spot.
Yeah. And then more wall space left.
The museum's growing.
It's a small house. Shit, I have no idea what I'm going to do. Anyhow, I got a longie to go out with.
Okay, later on it.
So, I'll say... What's this? Okay,
I'll go to the disco dump. I gotta get that set up in my room. I like that.
Disco. Go ahead, press the red button. Good lights come on. And not only the lights, but the music. There's music.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Obviously.
House.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of, you know, classic disco shit comes on.
It's a shame, Doctor. It's a shame the doctor's not in, right? She likes that. Disco stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Cake. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We missed Dr. Cake tonight. It wasn't a show.
Yeah.
There was no Dr. Cake. What the fuck?
We were cakeless. Without cake.
And we had cake in the title. Cake was on the...
There you go.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energy!
You get food to eat. You won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Tigers ain't no mamba snake. It's just sweet watermelon and buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away.
every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'll be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. You're all gonna be an American. Jungle on this far and distant shore.
Missed it by that much.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Daddy G says Randy Newman wrote that.
It sounds like a Randy Newman song.
Yeah.
It really does, yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
GTFO. We learned so many things tonight on Joe.
Yeah, don't we?
This is a very educational effort tonight.
That kind of possums like to look things up.
I know, that's so cool. Yeah. It makes us look like competent, you know? We bring things up and we actually have the answers for it. Very, very fun tonight. Interesting mix of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the. I don't know. I had a couple where I couldn't find the file and had to punt. But they went off unnoticed. I'm going to figure out where I must have mislabeled stuff.
Yeah, handled it well.
Well, you know, that's what, if you got a bunch of extra shit, you ain't going to come up empty. Don't be standing there with your Folsom Prison in your hand. Anyway, you like doing another one next week?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, we got February, man.
Yeah, shit.
Got to work Saturday. That's cool. Man, I got fucking three out of 4 days in the week after that working. Unheard of in February.
Huh. Snow stays busy.
Yeah. Yeah. But kind of throwing myself into the work, you know. The one thing I do that, you know, makes ripples. In the placid lake of my life.
There you go.
So.
You got to work so you can get more of those golf shirts.
Yeah. That's the dandy. Can't wait to wear it. Well, I'll see you next week then, pal.
Sounds good.
Stay well.
I'll try.
Thank you.
going to make espresso.